Well, hello. This is Jody Colgrove with Quantum Techniques, and I am so grateful that you are all joining us tonight. We're going to be doing this call pre-recorded, and we're going to be working with a lady named Sarah, and she has, well, before I get into kind of the case, I just want to welcome everybody here. I haven't done a Thursday free healing kind of like all summer, kind of took my time off, and so now I'm kind of getting back into it. So we always welcome people that are interested in volunteering. That has either worked with a QT practitioner, maybe one session. You know, sometimes people have a little bit of financial issues, and so they'd like to kind of get a little more training. Sometimes when we do that first 30-minute free call, there's so much information that we have we want to share with you, and it's hard to get all that information to you in a learning kind of way without, you know, spending too much time on the phone. So I think that's why I like to use Thursday Free Healings, is to really explain what I'm doing. And we always, at least I, always follow kind of the same testing pattern. And so it's a way for you to kind of know, okay, well, when I go this and I discover this, then where do I go for the next thing? And that, so I kind of try to help you learn along with me in the pattern that I'm using, and also so you can learn to test yourself. But I'm also throwing in a lot of things that are explanations or teaching at the same time, and that's why we can kind of do it for a whole hour. But typically, when you do sign up to do a Quantum Techniques session, it's usually, you know, like a 30-minute. Sometimes if it's a more detailed thing, it's more of like 40 minutes. But it's a way for you to kind of learn what we do and things like that, and share with us the information. But most importantly, for you to get a shift when you work with a practitioner, so that you can see how changing just a couple things in your life will help that happen. So, Sarah, we're working with you today, and what you kind of wrote in is the fact that you have a job right now, and it's not as satisfying, and you're thinking about changing, but the fear of leaving one and going to the other is difficult. So can you kind of expand on that? And thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, hello. Thank you, Jody. I have been a healing practitioner for quite some time now, 7 years, 8 years. I like what I'm doing, but at the same time, I'm not that motivated. And it started early in this year, in 2013. I don't know what I want to do. I used to be an engineer, and so I don't know if I want to go back to that kind of job, or if I want to make changes, maybe learn new skills and do this healing practice, but in another way. I'm completely confused, and I have been working on that for quite some time now, and I don't seem to be able to make any headway. I am still in confusion, and I can't make a decision. And unfortunately, I have started to binge eating, and chocolate and nuts are my food of choice to calm that anxiety. It's not an anxiety, no. It's being really desperate and not being able to make a decision. I feel really desperate. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, and one of the emails that you sent says, "I've lost my passion," and I thought that was a good way to kind of sum up.
Yeah, that's really the right way of putting it. You know, I feel that I have lost something, like some sort of vital force that I had that is no more there, and it actually is not there since the end of 2012. With the end of 2012, something ended for me, and I cannot get, and I'm not able, and I can't seem to be able to get it back, you know.
Okay. And so
no matter what I do.
Yeah. So just a couple things that I kind of wanted to share with our people is that, you know, just the fact that, you know, we kind of talked a little bit before we kind of, you know, started recording for people to listen is the fact that, you know, even I, you know, just this last week, I kind of said, okay, I'm really going to try to make an effort not to bring work home. And then I got over busy and I brought a bunch of work home and my whole body rebelled. It's like, I just want something to eat that's, you know, sugar and chocolate. And so I'm totally there with you. So, you know, listening to what our bodies are saying, you know, it's like, hey, it's telling us, you know, look, you're not honoring what you said you wanted to honor and things like that. So, you know, our body does communicate with us, and it's just being aware to tap in. The other thing that I thought was interesting that you said is that you said that, you know, you were an engineer. And, you know, I've done a lot of study in brain, the sides of the brain or the different areas of the brain that people think from. And, you know, engineering is a very technical, numbers, you know, detailed oriented. And that's a lot of times out of the left brain. And being a therapist is very, you know, right brain. You have to think outside the box. You have to connect with people, and so that's you know, so you're kind of now working out of the right side of the brain. And you know, I love the fact that we are connecting today, because when I build homes, that's what I'm doing. I'm out of that left side of my brain, and I'm doing accounting and things like that. And then when I do the quantum techniques, I'm definitely out of the right brain. And in some ways, when you do those kind of two things, you're balancing your brain, so you become whole-brained. But it's just to give you some information of guide. You're really, what side of the brain do you feel the most passionate working out of? So just to kind of keep that in mind, and also for the people that may be struggling with this kind of issue.
Yeah. I feel that there's a conflict in me between that, right, left, being in the masculine, feminine, doing, being, that kind of conflict.
All righty. Okay, so we're taking that as what our presenting issue is, and we're going to basically find out through our quantum techniques testing today what's affecting this, both physically and non-physically. So if you're ready to get started, I am too.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and say, I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
I want to be sick.
I want to be sick.
Okay, so I am finding that you're reversed. So I'm going to tap under the nose, side of the hand, under the nose. And then I'm going to have you hold either hand, whichever is comfortable. Put all your fingers together like you're holding a pea and put it...
I'm holding my belly button.
Okay. Mm. Now, if you could, when you originally said I want to be healthy or sick, were you holding your belly spot?
I was. Okay. I think it's the effect of the chocolate.
There you go.
I have cleared it, but it's not yet... gone.
All right. So now go ahead and say, I want to be healthy.
I want to be healthy.
I want to be sick.
I want to be sick.
Okay. So now you're unreversed. Are you 100% clear of any blocks to accurate testing? I get a yes. Now I'm going to have you say, I'm 100% clear.
I'm 100% clear.
Of all spiritual deception.
Of any spiritual deception.
Interference.
Interference.
Attack.
Attack.
And attachment.
And attachment.
Okay. Say I'm 100% clear of all these.
I'm 100% clear of all these.
100% clear of all these, I want to be healthy.
100% clear of all these, I want to be healthy.
And 100% clear of all these, I want to be sick.
100% clear of all these, I want to be sick.
Okay. So you have something that's blocking you, okay? And that would be, the fact that you've lost your passion, this is definitely something that, I see as kind of what we need to clear, which is spiritual attachments. So we're going to clear that as a curtain, and then we're also going to basically say an affirmation. In the power of God's love, light, and truth, we command any spiritual darkness, energies, negative energies, interfering, confusing, or blocking this testing. We ask it to leave now, to never return, and to fill you with peace, love, joy, and gratitude. Okay? So say again, I want to be healthy. I'm sorry, say again, 100% clear of all these.
100% clear of all these.
100% clear of all these, I want to be healthy.
100% clear of all these, I want to be healthy.
And 100%
clear of all these, I want to be sick.
Great, so that cleared that. Now we're going to test for both your body and your field. So say I'm 100% clear of all these.
I'm 100% clear of all these.
100% clear of all these, I want to be healthy.
100% clear of all these, I want to be healthy. 100% clear of all these, I want to be sick.
Okay, so there is still something on the outside of you that's impacting you. So we want to find out, who it is, okay? So
It's an attachment, you mean?
Yes, uh-huh. So I get it's a female attachment, okay? I don't get that it's a family member, and I also don't get it's somebody from work. Is there anybody that's coming to mind that it might be?
A female, a person who's alive or a dead person?
It's actually dead at this point, yes, somebody that's in your past.
No.
Okay. All
it's
right.
Not a family member?
It's not a family member, no. Okay, so we just
know
it's somebody
really
in
don't.
Your past. Yeah. And let's see here. So let's find, okay, so we kind of maybe know who a little bit. So we want to find out, okay, so why is this being attached to you, okay? So we want to find out, you know, like, kind of like, what's your open door? Where's your vulnerability that's letting this come in, okay? So is it,
yeah.
I'm just checking a couple things that we check here, okay? So it's something here. Okay. So it's coming in through stress, okay? Is there another reason why you're vulnerable to this, okay? So I'm getting, yes, I'm getting here. Just checking, like, again, several things here. Okay.
Isn't it related to sleep? That's what is coming to my mind.
Great.
I can't
and
sleep.
I appreciate you always, you know, interjecting what comes to mind. So I get that that's true. So we have stress
yeah.
and sleep, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at nighttime, you know, if we're kind of, you know, in some ways we're a little bit more vulnerable, we don't have to be, but we need to close that vulnerability. Okay, so sometimes...
Yeah, and I have a lot of lots of vulnerabilities in the nighttime field. I have checked it, and it's
okay.
really bad.
I got it. Okay. So now I know a little bit of who, a little bit of why. Is there any other why that we need to identify, any other open door? No. Okay. So do we know, now we need to know when, okay? So how long has this kind of energy been around you? Okay. And you said, I'm getting actually 2 years, so 2011, okay?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's related to this new apartment I'm in.
Okay. And I get that that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. So... do we need to know anything more to clear this? Okay, so I'm getting a no there, so let me just, so do we need to know where you're holding, we don't need to know where you're holding in your body. So we're just going to move this energy. Do we have 100% of the information and cooperation to move this energy onto God and away from this person? I get a yes. So we ask in God's love and light that this would just move on and that we don't longer need to be affected by this person, and we ask them to leave in God's name. Okay, so we clear that as a curtain. Okay, so again, we want to say, we're going to test for body and field. Say I'm 100% clear of all these.
I'm 100% clear of all these.
100% clear of all these, I want to be healthy.
100% clear of all these, I want to be healthy. I'm 100% clear of all these, I want to be sick.
Great, so now we've cleared that, so great. All right, so I'm 100% clear of all non-physically attached fields. So now you worked with a practitioner before, and so we want to see how that treatment is going, you know, because we want to make sure we've kind of put that back online. So do we have an open treatment? I get a yes. Is it a QT treatment? Yes. Is it one that you've done with them before? I'm actually getting a no. So have you been kind of practicing doing kind of your own?
Yeah, a lot of them.
That's fine. So sometimes we find that, you know, maybe there's something just that's kind of open that we just need to make sure that we continue to move through. So that's our intent.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to find out how many. I'm just getting one, okay? So is there any other open treatments that we need to clear? So a lot of times, you know, we can clear chiropractor and you know, different other things that you're working on to make sure that they go for two, like EFT or things like that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we have one. So then we have do you have any incomplete treatments? I get a no. So have you lost a treatment? Yes. Okay. So we want to find out, is this the original treatment that you did with QT? I get a yes. Okay. So the original treatment you have lost. And so a lot of times we like to ask when, okay? Has it been more than a month, more than 2 weeks? Been more than a month, more than 2 weeks. Okay. So it's in the last week. Okay, so like maybe like a week and a half. So just recently you kind of lost it. Maybe it was when you ate the chocolate.
I think so.
All right, so we want to find out, okay, well, why did you lose the treatment? So the first thing we ask is, okay, what's the terrain change? Why did you lose this? So was it an external physical field? No. Was it an external non-physical field? No. Was it an internal physical field? Yes. Was it an internal non-physical field? No. So it's an internal physical. All right, so is it here, 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 here? Okay, so if I get, was it a virus or a hidden virus? No. Was it a bacteria or a hidden bacteria? No. Was it a fungal? No. Okay, so then that's kind of pathogens. I mean, it can test a couple other things. Was it a toxin? So was it an ingestant? Yes, okay, so maybe the chocolate there. Was it another ingestant? Okay, was it a contactant, an inhalant, and an injectant? Okay, was there something else? Yes, okay, was it something here, something here? I'm getting something was offline, okay, did it have to deal with this? No. Would it have to do with that? No. Okay, so not a nighttime sleep field, not spiritual attachment that we found. So it's something else, but at least we know that, you know, there may have been some ingestant that also knocked you off. So that's kind of a way to just kind of find out kind of what happened with the code. So
When you mean something was offline, what does that mean exactly? Something was offline in my body?
So something, let's say, for example, if you ate, let's say you ate the chocolate, okay, because I'm getting, you know, kind of a hit on that. Is there some other ingestions, like actually getting a no? So if we were to say, okay, so did the chocolate knock off something? So if we were to say it's a sleep time feel that we were dealing with, so did it knock off, let's say, your pituitary gland? No. Okay, did it knock off your PVN, which deals with your balance of how you deal with stress? I get a yes. So would that be something that got knocked offline? Yes. Okay, so it basically knocked off a key functioning in your body. So I'll give you an example that maybe make a little more sense. Let's say that you ate chocolate, and so your urinary system went offline. Okay.
Yeah, and also the adrenals because of the sugar and all the stuff.
Exactly. So something like
chocolate.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Okay, thanks.
So, no problem. That's why we're doing this. So if we go back on, is there anything else we need to find out on why you lost your treatment? So now what we're going to do, so we know why you lost your treatment, so we're ready to put it back online and as we do all our testing. But we also want to make sure that we've cleared any other times you've lost treatments as a curtain. And then the intent to conceal and the resistance to healing as a curtain. We're also clearing the symptom itself. Now, the symptom of maybe dealing with sleep, being vulnerable to spiritual attachment, but we're also, and the most thing that we're dealing with is this lost passion with what to do and moving forward, okay? So that's the symptom field. And then we're also clearing time as a curtain. In other words, any time that this has happened in your life, okay? So all the way back. Okay, so we're clearing that. So the next thing we want to do is make sure that your EMF is online, and that's correct. Now, we also check for a cortical split. Now, a cortical split is where the left and right brain aren't communicating, and a lot of times we need to have that online in order to have really good healing ability. So if we find that, then we want to find out what happened. So we're going to check first for a brain virus that's knocking that off. So dealing with brain virus, let's find out where. It's amygdala, which deals with the emotion. Okay. We have prefrontal. Okay. We have premotor. We have motor. We have sensory, association, pons, and cerebellum. Okay. So then clearing that and then testing again. Okay. So that's the brain virus. So thinking again, losing the passion, dealing what we've found out so far, and checking for a cortical split. There is still something there. Okay. So now we're going to deal with the trauma that's below that. Okay. And you shared with me a little bit about, you know, your family of origin and the issues that you dealt with. And I'm sure that there was probably some of that with the nighttime field. Is that kind of correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and dealing with traumas
That's
like
true.
That. Okay, so we just want to clear that. Okay, and then we're going to ask, can we clear it? But to do so. So it says, yeah, we're just running our finger over the trauma code to let that go. Okay.
But, you know, I have worked on the brain virus. I'm surprised that you still found a brain virus. I thought I had dealt with it.
Well, you know, and a lot of times what we find is that's why I cleared, you know, that resistance to healing and intent to conceal. Sometimes also when you, let's say that, and my son will do this. He's just perfectly fine every, you know, happy day. He sits down to do homework and he'll get a cranial split. Or, you know, this cortical split. It's because he's doing a specific task. One thing that I had to do is think about, okay, I'm not really good at spelling. So if I think to sit down and do spelling, I'd get a cortical split. And so sometimes it's almost like subject specific or, you know, doing a certain task or something
so
like that.
So it can be temporary also.
I think Steve may say no, but that's one thing that I have found is that sometimes the body hides it, I guess maybe is the best way to say that. Okay, so we still have a cortical split that we're wanting to clear. So we want to find out where it is now. So is it here, 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 here? So now that we cleared the trauma, it wants us to go back and find some more brain viruses, okay? So now we have amygdala again, which deals with emotion. We have prefrontal. We have premotor. And we have cerebellum, which deals with the chemical makeup of the body.
Mm-hmm. So those were hidden behind a resistance curtain, something like that.
Yes, is hidden underneath the trauma of that you've had as
trauma.
A childhood. Mm-hmm. Yes, in the evening,
okay.
Nighttime.
Okay.
And I'm just going to ask because I can see it coming up, and I knew it was going to come up at some point. How much jewelry are you wearing at the moment?
I just have a silver ring. That's all.
Okay. So I'm just going to clear. I guess it would be in your highest and best good to remove that at the moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So now testing again for cortical split. Now we're clear. Okay. I mean, if I put the ring back on you, sure enough, it's the ring that's giving you a cortical split.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've learned something new.
You know, and that's what this business is all about because, when we just got back from training and we found that there's a lot of times metals do, you know, affect. And so when you sent your picture, I saw that there was a lot of metal. And so that's one thing that kind of picked up for me is that we should really make sure that metal is kind of not in your field, maybe for a little bit.
Yeah, on that picture, that was true. I was wearing a lot of stuff, but that was really for an occasion. I'm not a very jewelry person.
Okay, great. Hmm. Okay, so now we're going to test a couple.
Well, I won't wear this ring anymore if it gives me cortical split.
Well, I don't want you to think of it that way because that makes that what we want to make sure and never do with quantum techniques is to make the world an unsafe place because what we find is mostly at the core of what we deal with is that people feel that the world is unsafe. So, for example, I used to think that, okay, if I have a fungal infection, then I don't want to ever eat a watermelon. Well, then why did God create the watermelon if it's kind of in that sense that it's the most horrible thing we could eat? And I really had to realize that, no, that's the watermelon is fine. It's just in moderation or, you know, we take in so much other kind of garbage, you know, in our life that it makes us bad on the watermelon. So
I agree with you. And maybe it's right now that I am dealing with those traumas, I am sensitive to this ring. So
yes.
I understand that. Yeah, I have the discernment to interpret it.
Yeah, that's a much more way of understanding it. So example, a lot of times some people are bad on, you know, inhalants out in the environment. It's like, well, how do I solve that? You know, because it's, you know, leaves and trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, we clear the brain, you know, like brain viruses or cranial nerve viruses. We clean up the internal world, you know, of pathogens and toxins, and then they don't react to those. So it's an example of what's happening in the world. So, okay, so we cleared that. We're going to put back on spinobasilar, which is the brain communing with the spinal cord. Then we're going to put back on PVN, which is the paraventricular nucleus, and that's what was out on you that we cleared before when we found the spiritual attachment. So we want to just check, okay. And that's your ability to deal with stress, and that's what that one is, okay? I do find that your iliosacral valves are out, so I'm putting that back online, okay? Then we're clearing everything we've done so far, and we're putting that complaint right in front of us of the lost passion, okay? And we want to find out what is the most stressed organs involved in this, okay? We have the thymus, which deals with the immune system. We have the small intestine. We have the liver, okay? And right now, because the liver's pulled up, I'm going to do the detoxification pathways are not online for you. And I find that a lot of times when that happens, that's when you kind of get more that lackluster of the world and things like that. It also can make people, you know, frustrated and angry. I often tell people that's probably one of the best teleclinics to listen to on our website is the detoxification that Beth and Steve did, and it gives you codes on detoxification pathways, phase one and phase two of the liver, and then because the liver has a lot of emotions, there's an emotional code and there's also a softening code. And I find
there are lots of good teleclinics. I mean,
that's my favorite.
I have a lot of stuff to listen to.
Yeah, and I always find if people around me and my environment are not happy, I'll just silently release those codes into them, and within 30 seconds, we have a much more calm and quiet communication and understanding and things like that. So it's a very powerful one to do.
Yeah, it shifts. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to release that into you now. So we have detoxification 1, 2, 3, 4, phase 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, phase 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, softening 1, 2, 3, 4, emotions 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so then again, looking at the passion, what are the most stressed organs or areas involved? So something else here, something else here. So we do have the adrenals, okay? There's something else here, something else here.
I got myself that it was the spleen. My spleen was the most stressed.
Okay.
When I tested a few days ago.
Good. Well, you've cleared that because it's just not coming up today, so that's good.
So, okay, well, good.
All right, so is it something here? Is it here, 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 here? Okay, so I do get belly fat in this, so that's always the same thing we pull in. Okay, is there something else?
Mm-hmm.
So we have so the thymus, the small intestine, the liver, the adrenals, and the belly fat. So I just want to ask, is there another most stressed organ that's dealing with this issue? I'm getting no. So that's what the body's wanting to look at. Okay, so we're going to clear that as a curtain, make sure it's not reversed. Now we want to ask, is the seat of consciousness occupying all this space? No. Okay, so we don't want to ask. Okay, so when did this leave? Okay, did it leave here? Okay, so it left in 2011, which is about the time that we've pulled up this spiritual attachment and some of that. Is that about...
By this you mean the center of consciousness is no more in my body?
Yes, that is correct.
Is that true? Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. This is something new. It's a new addition to quantum technique, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I would say it's in the last... maybe a year.
Discovered.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And it's really been helpful to get to right to the heart.
Yeah, it is very interesting, yeah. I listened to another healing session you did with someone else, and you mentioned that, and that was the first time I heard it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is there something that happened around 2011 that, I know you said you maybe moved into a new apartment at that time? Is there?
Yeah, actually, I was living in Paris before, and... I decided that it's no more the right place for me to live, but there was some sort of trauma involved in that, and I didn't really heal that. I thought I did, but not really. I was just putting that behind me, and because it was very painful, all the emotions, and it was related to family members. And then I decided to come here in this region in the French Alps to be close to Switzerland. So that I moved actually in June of 2011 in this new apartment, and I think that at around that time this spiritual attachment that you mentioned happened, and this my consciousness sort of maybe left.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much as you've been talking, that's kind of as I'm testing. Okay, when did it leave? I got after trauma. You know, I got what's involved, emotions. The emotion I pulled up is grief, okay, so probably, you know, grieving that. I know a lot of times you, I think you'd said you didn't sleep good in the morning. We dealt with lungs, and that's, grief is lung issue, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there any other, is there anything else we need to know when it left, anything else we need to know about why it left? So do we have 100% of the internal information and cooperation to bring the seat of consciousness everywhere in the body that holds this symptom field? And I get a yes. So now we're going to put it back in parasympathetic recovery, and we're going to put back on the HPA access. We're going to put back on the cortical split is still holding, so we're going to put back on cell memory. Then we're going to think of all the curtains we have, all the different lists we have, and put all of that back online. We also want to put back on all the brain engines, and we're going to put back on all the cortical contacts. Okay, put back on all the sutures, the spinal segments, all the cranial nerves, the neurotransmitters in the gut and in the brain, and then the senses, so the eyes, smell, taste, touch, hearing, inner ear, and movement. Okay, putting all of that back in parasympathetic recovery, and then asking again, that connection may be healthy, that connection may be sick. So still something is not holding with all those organs that we just identified, so let's find out where. So it's a cortical split. So if we think about the passion, those particular organs, the cortical split, it comes up. So let's find out. Is it something here? Okay, so it actually is a brain virus again, so we're going to find out exactly where. And sure enough, it's amygdala, and that's the only one. So you did have a pretty emotional, you know, that's why that the amygdala is what lets in the emotion, and that's usually where we are sensitive to a brain virus and it comes in.
Yeah, something happened actually in 2010, and it was really intense.
Okay.
A trauma I couldn't deal with at that time.
Got it. Okay. Mm. So now, does the seat of consciousness need to be somewhere else in the body? And sure enough, because you brought that up, the mind is coming up. So we need to pull the seat of consciousness into the mind. And and kind of in some ways let you know, this happened, you know, whatever it is, this trauma, but you can handle it, and you're okay. And the seat of consciousness, you know, and however you consider God, His love, His light, is there to surround you and support you.
Yeah, you know, I know that, and I have said that to myself, but there's still something that is not...
Got it. Well, we're trying to open up any of those things open so that you can truly feel that at the heart of your core. I mean, that is what we're trying to do today, so...
Yeah, can I say something? There is some a symptom I've been feeling since 2011 in the eyebrow region, between my eyebrows, where the third eye is, more to the left. And it's like of a tension, a sort of tension, and it's worse during the night.
Okay.
Like all the muscles are tense. I feel that there must be something going on with the pituitary, maybe the pineal, I don't know. But even in a very dark room, I feel that there's light and I still can't sleep, and I need to put something on my eyes really to feel a complete darkness. And even this way, I can't sleep very well. But mostly because I still feel that there's light. So it's very strange. I just wanted to mention that because I think it must be related to what you're clearing.
Yeah, and it is. You know, we brought up some of those things. The other thing to be aware of is that point right there is cranial nerve 2. And a lot of times that feeling that you're getting is a cranial nerve virus. And I felt almost the exact same thing. I get like a twitch right there. And that's my indication. It's like, oh, I've got a cranial nerve virus right there and I need to clear it. So, so yeah, your intuitiveness is right on and that needs something to be healed. So when we get to clearing viruses, we can pull that up.
Okay.
So we're going to clear the idea of picture of lock and key with all the curtain list, all the virus, bacteria, hidden bacteria, fungal, parasites. Should we do heavy metals right now? No. Okay, so microtoxins, microplasma, unknown pathogens, all ingestants, all inhalants, all contactants, all injectants, all non-physically attached field, and all the organs that we pulled up. So now we want to look at the curtain list and see if there's anything that's still lingering after we did all that. So is there something here, 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 something here, okay, here, here, here. Okay, so I get Borrelia, which is a little things in the, it deals with the brain, so we're just pulling that up. Okay, something else here, so clearing that. Okay, is there something here, something here. Something here. Okay, so fluid excess in the body. So we're clearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one we're clearing is here. Okay, so I am pulling up a Lyme's disease frequency on you. Okay, so we're going to clear that. And a lot of times that's where the Borrelia comes in because that's, I think, a bacteria for that. So...
And you think it's it may be generational, something that was in the lineage, or?
I actually get a yes on that because when I ask, is it in your lifetime? I get a no. So, but generational,
mm-hmm.
I get a yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Something else over here. Okay. So now we have heavy metals. Okay. Do we need to be more specific? Yes. Here.
Mercury and dental.
Well, this one I got chromium this time. So is there something else?
Oh. Okay.
That's the only one. So I just cleared chromium. Is there something else here? Yes. Okay, something else here, 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 here. Okay, I have pollens, so I'm clearing that. Okay, something else here, 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 something else here. Okay, millimeters, okay, that's another thing that's connected with that, with the bacteria, the Borrelia, and also the Lyme. Okay, so here, here. Okay, so there's still something else over here, here. Something else here, here, here. And I'm getting water, okay? So I'm clearing that.
So right. You mean I have water retention by exfoliating?
We have water retention, but we also have water in general. So is this kind of like bad water that you've drank, you know, lately or, you know, and I get a yes, okay? So it'd be something to deal with that. So,
maybe I'm drinking too much water?
I'm actually getting a yes on that. So maybe drinking a little bit too much water. So what our intent is when we get to... testing viruses and bacteria, and then also the cell surface receptors to clearing out why the need for drinking a lot of water and why the bad water is going some way, or if there's some water, something like that. So.
Yeah, maybe it's because of the pathogens.
Right. Okay, so I'm getting family is coming up in the non-physical curtains. Okay. I'm getting brother. Do you have a brother or stepbrother?
No.
Okay. Something else.
I have a stepsister.
Okay. All right, so we're just going to clear whatever that is. Okay, I feel something more. Is it here? Is it here? 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 Okay, sure enough, work has come up as a curtain. Okay, so we cleared those, and then we want to ask. So now we can go right into the pathogen. So, again, testing for brain virus, we've cleared that, so that's good. So then we're going to ask for tissue in the body. So we're going to clear the tissue in the brain. Okay. Also going to clear the tissue in the gut. Okay. We're going to check. And do you have a blood sample on you today?
Oh, no, I forgot.
Okay. So it's just important to have next time, unless you feel like you can have an opportunity to be able to get one now so that we can and continue to
test. I can go get one now, yeah, I can.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful because it really does help, especially with bone marrow and then testing for parasites.
Yeah.
That will really be helpful.
I just completely forgot. Even though I'm sort of used to that, but each time I want to do a session for me or for someone else, I just forget to use a blood sample. So, yeah, I'm going to get it in a few minutes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and test, I'm going to wait for the bone marrow, and then I'm going to test organs and glands, okay? So thymus comes up, small intestine comes up, liver comes up, okay? Large intestine, and spleen, and adrenals, okay? And then do we have the belly fat is coming up? Okay, something else here. Here, sure enough, cranial nerves as an organ is coming up. Okay, then we're going to clear all those and just test me again. Okay, and then doing the cranial nerves. Okay, is it here, here, here? Sure enough, cranial nerve 2, which is where you're kind of feeling that area, has a virus. So clearing that. Okay, here, here.
I got the blood sample.
Great, okay, here, 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 here. I'm just checking all the different other cranial nerves. Okay, I do have the cranial nerve 10, which goes a lot of places in the body, so clearing
this
that.
This is the vagus nerve, number 10?
Yeah, vagus nerve number 10. Now checking for bone marrow, now that you have the blood sample. So we have here. Okay, so need to put that back online. That deals with the immune system. Okay. So all virus are healthy, all virus are sick. Is there a virus frequency blocking key informational pathways? Yes, so I'm clearing viruses out of those pathways. Then is there a virus somewhere else in your field challenging you? No, I get a no. Is there a bacteria and a hidden bacteria? Get a yes. Okay. So the thymus, the small intestine, the liver, the large intestine, the spleen, the adrenals, okay, cranial nerves, specifically 10, the belly fat. You know, and what our bodies do is it doesn't want the organs to be affected by bacteria. And so a lot of times it puts it on in the tissue.
Fat tissue.
Yeah, to help prevent the organs from getting, bacteria and virus. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing, but we don't usually want it along to be there.
No.
All right, so checking again. Bacteria healthy, bacteria sick. Is there bacteria blocking key informational pathways? No. Is this bacteria somewhere else in your field challenging you? No. Okay, so checking for mycoplasma, which is bacteria without a cell wall. Okay, here, 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 here. I'm getting in the brain, so I'm clearing that. Back, mycoplasma healthy, mycoplasma sick. Is there a mycoplasma frequency blocking key informational pathways? No. Is there a mycoplasma somewhere else in the field challenging you? No. Okay, so now we're dealing with mycotoxins, which would die off of virus and bacteria, so we want to clear that. Mycotoxins healthy, mycotoxins don't want to be sick. Is there a mycotoxin frequency blocking key informational pathways? Is this mycotoxin somewhere else in your body challenging you? I get a yes. So let's find out where. Is it here? Is it here? Okay, sure enough, it's belly fat. Sorry to clear that. Is this mycotoxin somewhere else in your field challenging you? No. Okay, so dealing with fungal. So we have fungal in the liver. Is there fungal someplace else in your body challenging you? Yes. Okay, here, 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 here. With small intestine. Okay.
I'm taking MMS.
Okay, great. Okay, also in the adrenal. Okay, is it in the cranial nerves? No, is there something else here? Okay, so all fungal may healthy, all fungal may sick. Okay, so I'm checking fungal dura is clear, and fungal lower. So the fungal dura is good, so that's good. All fungal may healthy, all fungal may sick. Is there a fungal frequency blocking key informational pathways? Yes, so we're clearing those.
I wonder if it's not because of the die-off that I just craved that chocolate.
It might be.
It's really recent.
Yeah, I get that's true. But we also want to, when we get to cell surface receptors, you know, working on, you know, clearing the craving for the chocolate. So now I assume that you know what not to eat if you have a fungal infection.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got that. If people are interested
in I have been really careful. I've been able to control myself, but these last few days, it's just impossible. I mean, I want the chocolate, and it's just not natural. It's not my normal functioning, so that's why I thought about the die-off, maybe.
You know, and then another thing just to be aware of is, you know, we want to honor our bodies also. So, for example, the other day, I was just, you know, really... I wouldn't say irritated, but I knew that, you know, I had that, you know, that desire. And so I said, okay, I feel a desire. I know it. I'm really hungry. I don't have anything here that would satisfy that. And I'm aware that that chocolate would. So I literally just sat down and said, I'm going to have two pieces. And I just sat there and enjoyed the chocolate. In other words, I enjoyed it melting in my mouth. It had a little couple nuts in it. And I just enjoyed, you know, crunching on the nuts and just the, how it whole relaxed my body. And I have to say that I got done, I said, okay, now did that, you know, mess up, you know, a specific organ? And I found it didn't reverse it. And so it's kind of like, you know, when we truly honor, hey, this is why I have this craving, this is what's going to satisfy, I want to honor that, you know, could even do the Ho'oponopono, you know, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, you know.
Yeah, I agree, because that's what I said to myself as well. I said, okay, I'm dealing with something pretty tough, and that's what my body wants, and I'm going to have it without feeling guilty or saying, oh, why you did that, without judging myself.
Yeah. I think that's really important.
I'm honoring my need.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I know we're kind of
it felt good, you know. It felt good for the first time.
Yeah. So I think it's important to kind of recognize when we do have those times and to not beat ourselves up. And you know, so that's great. That's good. Okay, so you're taking some remedies for the fungal. Is there anything else you're taking besides the MMS? I'm actually getting that there's nothing else that would be significantly helpful. Sometimes it's a little bit harder to get supplements in Europe, so that showing is kind of the best and highest good. Are you taking some probiotics?
Yeah, I take a lot of probiotics, multiple types of probiotics, and the MMS. That's all I tested, and I don't seem to need a little magnesium, vitamin D, A, E, K, actually cod liver oil, and that's it.
Okay.
That's it, actually. Yeah.
All right.
I test supplements and I test doses. There's another stuff I take. I'm taking natural thyroid extract without the hormones because it seems to help me because of the thyroid. Can you actually check the thyroid, maybe, if we have time? I don't know. I had some issues with the thyroid.
Okay.
But I never took hormones.
Yeah, it didn't come up specifically this time, but sometimes the PVN, that one that we test at the very beginning, sometimes that deals with your hormonal balance. So we might deal with it, but not specifically with the thyroid.
Okay.
When I test you for parasites, I do get some, and the only place I get it is with the belly fat. So I've cleared that, and then we want to test parasite healthy, parasite sick. Is there a parasite frequency blocking key informational pathways? Is there a parasite somewhere else in your body challenging you? No, on both of those. Okay. It's still showing that we shouldn't do a heavy metal test on you at the moment, so we're just aware that that'd be something that we could do when your body gets a little more stronger that we can work with. Okay.
Okay.
You have an unknown pathogen, so I'm going to clear that one. Unknown pathogen healthy, unknown pathogen sick. Is there an unknown pathogen frequency somewhere else in your, blocking key informational pathways? No. Is there somewhere else in your body challenging you? No. So now we're kind of dealing with toxins, and we are aware that you're taking supplements, so we want to include that when we're thinking about all the ingestions. Now, again, we're putting in front of us this idea of this lost passion and moving forward and where we want to go and stuff like that. So we want to test all the ingestants. All right, so I'm going to have you say all ingestants.
All ingestants.
All ingestants.
All ingestants, I want to be healthy. All ingestants, I want to be sick.
Okay, say it's more than one.
More than one?
No, so it's just one that we're kind of pulling up. So here, 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 here. Okay, so is it any of those? No, so is it here, here, okay? So I'm actually getting it is a supplement that you're taking, okay? So I'm going to go to where you included that. So is it something else here?
Magnesium, vitamin B6 maybe?
Nope, that's not it. So is it something you're tasting recently? Yes, okay. Is it something here, here?
I'm taking betaine HCL also because I have a low stomach acid. Maybe that's sometimes that's tested weak
and that
then
is correct.
Continues.
That's
yeah.
exactly what I'm pulling up as.
No, okay.
I was just not taking that at the moment.
Okay.
Let's see. There's a test that we can do for that. I'm not sure exactly what that test is. I'm going to just put that in your field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to have you say, again, all other ingestants.
All other ingestants. All other ingestants, I want to be healthy. All other ingestants, I want to be sick.
Okay, great. So we cleared that one. And it's just it's best if you didn't eat those right now.
Okay.
Say all contactants.
All contactants. All contactants, I want to be healthy. All contactants, I want to be sick.
Okay, all inhalants.
All inhalants. All inhalants, I want to be healthy. All inhalants, I want to be sick.
Okay, so say, is it more than one?
More than one?
No, I just get it's one. And it has to deal with your apartment. Okay, and...
is it related to the nighttime field?
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay. So
maybe in my bed, something?
Yeah, you're getting an inhalant at night. So is it something on your bed here, something on the floor, something on the wall?
On the wall.
Anything that you're aware of? And I get that actually we cannot clear it, so we do need to find out what it is. It's not a picture. The curtains. What are the curtains made of?
The curtains in my bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh. Well, that's strange because they're cotton 100%, so... Maybe it was the laundry detergent with
that's
which
what
I,
I'm actually getting. I'm getting that there's like dust or something on it. So if there's an opportunity
dust.
To take them and get them
okay.
dry cleaned
well,
or you could wash them, it would be helpful.
Okay. I will do that.
All right. So if we wash them, go ahead and say all inhalants.
All inhalants. All inhalants, I want to be healthy. All inhalants, I want to be sick.
Great. Okay. And then injectants, inject me healthy, inject me sick. So we have an injectant. Say it's more than one.
It's more than one?
No. Okay, so is it here? So it's a physical. It's some kind of sting. Is this deal with, limes at all? I'm getting a no. So it's kind of like a spider bite at some point. Yes. So we're going to clear the spiritual attachment because a lot of times that happens in the nighttime when you sleep, and so we're clearing the spiritual attachment of spider bites. And that's sometimes why adrenaline is out and things like that. So we're going to clear, adrenaline also. Clear it here, and then clear that here. Okay, so say all injectants.
All ingestants. All ingestants, I want to be healthy. Ingestants or injectants?
It is injectants, sorry.
Yeah, all injectants. All injectants, I want to be healthy. All injectants, I want to be sick.
Great, okay, so that cleared that. Okay, putting your HPA access back online. Okay, I'm also going to, there's body positioning trauma when people sleep, and so I'm going to put that online and thinking about all the different positions that you sleep in and clearing that. So
yeah, that's good. It's good that you mentioned that because I really have trouble finding a good position to sleep in.
Got it. Yeah, that's one of my
And I can't recall any specific trauma except dental trauma, maybe, the position when you're on your back, and I can't... sleep on my back at all, and it started actually very early in my life. Even as a child, I was completely terrified at night. There was a fear of darkness, and I was like seeing shapes in the dark.
Oh.
I was kind of hidden under the blanket.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of those dream things, and I remember that mine was that I had a wall in the room that was pushing me out the window, you know. It was closing
yeah.
in. So, yeah. Okay, so so now we're at cell surface receptors, and we want to find out, you know, what's blocking your cell surface receptors, any residue that you have, you know, especially with, you know, any, you know, that generational Lyme thing. So we want to clear the chronic issue of, you know, the passion. Okay, all in these times, also we want to put in there sleep fields, like healthy sleep factors, anti-inflammation, immune system, the mucosal lining, the sedative factors, and that includes anti-inflammation, antihistamine, anti-endorphin, anti-neurotransmitters, and then self-regulation of blood sugar, okay? We're also going to pull in the activation and sedation factors, that balance, okay? Then, you know, here's where we're going to pull in the hormones, and do we need to be more specific, and I get a yes. So we're going to pull in FSH, also to pull in the thyroid, the luteinizing, progesterone, estrogen, growth, parathyroid, TH. See, we need all of them, so I'm just going to pull them all in. All right, but
I actually do the hormone codes, thyroid and liver and all this stuff from one teleclinic. Is it good? Is it okay to continue doing that? Or
yes, it is.
And
actually, I do the same
yeah.
one myself. Okay. I do like four every day or something like that. So
yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for neurotransmitters, we want to pull in here, norepinephrine. Okay, I'll pull in any of these. Okay, so that's the only one. Okay, here, and here. Okay, do we need to pull anything else here? Yes, okay. HCG, which is protein enzymes that for getting the fat storage. In other words, it helps it get to it so it can let it go. Okay, something
mm-hmm.
else here. So adrenaline, okay, and I kind of talked about that, but we're doing functional adrenaline factors now, anti-anxiety
yeah.
factors.
Mm-hmm.
Here, sleep, functional healthy sleep factors. Anything else here? Okay, is anything else here? So the antis, which is antivirus bacteria. Okay, something else here. Is there something else here? Something else here? Anything else? Okay, so weight loss factors. Let's see where we've got here. Is it here? Is
great.
It here? yeah, I always pull those in. So anti-bloatingness and puffiness factors. Okay, so sometimes that skin, you know, that's what we're dealing with, letting that go. Okay. Something else here?
Yeah, around the eyes, I sometimes get puffiness because of sensitivities
that.
To food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the activation and sedation of weight loss, okay, so pulling that one in, okay. And then also under non-physical, we have feeling gratitude, okay. So are there any other key cell surface receptors that I haven't identified on these lists? I get a yes. I get one more, okay. Okay, so we're going to pull that in, and the first thing we're going to do is clear all spiritual attachments, all dark energy. I'm going to clear nighttime also because we've talked about that. I'm going to clear emotions, okay. Is there anything else? Yes. Okay, so we have toxins, we have ingestions. Is it just that one thing? No, it's something else, and it's something in the past that you've eaten. Do we need to know how many? I'm getting a no, so just aware of it. Something else here. Okay, there's still something else. Let's find out what that is. Okay, so body hormone balance. Okay, so we're going to clear that. Okay, so all other things me healthy, all other things I want to be sick, all tissue me healthy, tissue me sick, areas me healthy, areas are sick, Organs be healthy, organs I want to be sick, all our cell surface receptors be healthy, all our cell surface receptors are sick. And clearing that as a sulfite scan, clearing that as a curtain, and then making sure that it's back in parasympathetic recovery, so that connection be healthy, that connection I want to be sick is still holding. And then just to double check, you're also holding the cortical split, so that's good. So I'm going to have you say 100% of the physical.
100% of the physical.
And then 100% of the physical I want to be healthy.
100% of the physical, I want to be healthy. 100% of the physical, I want to be sick.
Great. So now we want to do kind of the non-physical and say, are you carrying a lower frequency somewhere else in your body affecting you? Yes, and it's the emotions. Now, we had grief. Is there another emotion that needs to be identified? And I actually get a yes. So is it something here, something here, something here? Okay, so along with lungs and colon, we have stubbornness that's come up. Does that ring true for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have those two emotions. Is there another lower frequency? So we want to find out, these are your emotions. Are you holding them in your gut area and also your lungs? Okay. Do we need to know when they came, which was 2010, okay, also 2011,
mm-hmm.
and also 2012. So it's kind of just kind of reoccurring. So we just want to be aware of those dates and times that
okay.
emotions have interjected your life. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we need to know anything more about why it came? I get a no. So should we bring this into your body to heal it? Yes, we're bringing that seed of consciousness into your body, and then we're letting those emotions go and letting the seed of consciousness reside in you. I'm just running my finger over the trauma code to let it go. So again, are you carrying any other lower frequencies in your body? Getting a no. Now you're carrying somebody else's lower frequency in your body. Yes. Okay, so whatever that trauma is that you've had, maybe there are people involved and you're carrying their emotions that were part of that trauma. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm getting that. Is there any other lower frequency? No. Okay? So again, and is there any body...
It's a frozen emotion.
No, I'm actually getting it's just a trauma at this time, but is there any memories or emotion that's coming up for you?
Just about that trauma in 2010, which was related to my stepsister and the relationship with the stepsister, which has never been good, and with them, a cousin also was involved. So the history of all the traumas, other traumas.
Okay, so we have who?
And the sadnesses and griefs and...
Yeah,
I was hurt.
Mm-hmm. And you're holding that in the gut and also the lungs. Do we need anything more about why it came or when it came? No. So should we take this into our body? No. So it's somebody else's attachment, so we want to let it go. In other words, you know, they have to deal with their part of the situation and you have to deal with your part of the situation. So we're just clearing that and sending that away and running our finger over trauma code.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to put it back in parasympathetic recovery and then put back on some of the key brain engines and clear that as a curtain. Now just, I would like you to kind of sit back and think about that situation and what had happened in the trauma. And we just run our finger over the trauma code to let go of those thoughts and emotions and feelings.
I'm feeling something in my colon.
Okay, great. And is it more right side, left side?
In the transverse colon and descending, I think.
Okay.
So left side and in the middle.
Got it. So we're just running our finger over the trauma code to let that go and let it continue to move on through the body.
Okay.
I know you've talked about having constipation before, so we're wanting to clear all that up so it's no longer there.
Yeah, that was something temporary and related actually to foods that didn't test well, but I ate them sometimes.
We all kind of
even though I knew that. Yeah.
All right. So how is that movement on in that area again? Are you still feeling that body sensation?
I feel it on the left side of my colon only.
All right. So I'm going to let that continue to go, just running my finger over the trauma code. Again, going to put it back in parasympathetic recovery and put back on some of the brain engines and clear it.
Actually, now I'm feeling it in the spleen as well.
Okay.
And a little bit in the pancreas, just the bottom maybe of the pancreas or something like that. And the left kidney also.
Okay. So again, we're just kind of concentrating on those areas and just letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead and take a deep breath. So again, I'm going to put it back in parasympathetic recovery and then putting back on the brain engines and clearing it as a curtain. All right, so how is that for you now?
Yeah, I feel better. Something just left my body.
Okay. So again, we want to ask now, so is this 100% of the seat of consciousness now 100% in this field? Yes. Okay. So I'm going to have you say 100% of the non-physical.
100% of the non-physical. 100% of the non-physical, I want to be healthy. 100% of the non-physical, I want to be sick.
Great. Okay. All right. So now, if you're ready, I can give you a new code because your body is wanting a new code for this specific.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So it's E.
E.
E B.
Mhm.
S H. I F. L F. M F. O E. A. C. 9 G. G 50. S H. G 50. S-H, I-F, L-F, M-F, O-E, A, C, 9-G. And you do need a chakra pattern number 1, 4 times.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I would read that whole code 5 times, twice a day, so like morning and night.
Okay, and for how many days? Should I just test?
I would get at least 2 weeks.
At least 2 weeks, okay.
Yeah. And I don't get that you need to, like, you know, hold a specific organ in your body or, you know, or put your hand someplace. So yeah, it's just, mm-hmm. you know, kind of loving kindness, just, you know, read the code. And,
okay.
you know, and our intent is to say, you know, help clear away the cobwebs so that we can kind of see, okay, where is my true passion and where do I want to move forward, and just in lovingly allowing the movement of God and his seat of consciousness to let you know, you know, what's the best thing by you knowing.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it was great working with you.
That was a great session. Thank you very much.
I so love working with people from Europe because I love Europe. I love traveling there, and it's always fun to connect with you guys and live vicariously through you and your chocolate.
Yeah. Well, I hope to meet you someday, maybe. That was really very, very helpful, and you explained all the stuff. I've learned so much in this session, so... I would like to do another session later, maybe, if possible.
Oh, yes. Well, it was so great to work with you, and I'm thankful for everybody listening in tonight, and you have the borrowing benefits of being able to kind of listen to the session, and if something rings true to you, they can read the same code, you know, also, and get the same benefit. So I think the other thing I just kind of want to bring up, I know we talked a little bit about chocolate and honoring if you really have a craving like that, but also be aware that, you know, toxins do knock off treatments. And so, you know, if you do, you know, kind of partake of too much chocolate, you know, yes, you do need to kind of, you know, either clear it as a, you know, an ingestant, find out, you know, what organs it went into and things like that, you know, or call to put back online. But there, you know, it's a fine balance, but just, you know, your intuitiveness or your, you know, sense of knows when you've kind of gone, you know, too far or not, you know, kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
So great. Thank you so much for volunteering, and I hope to be working with you again.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good day.
Blessings to all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.